welcome to this week's episode of Group Chat Family Edition, a podcast designed to help families have meaningful conversations about faith at home. I'm Brett, and I'm so glad you're here this week. Whether you're driving to practice, whether you're sitting around the dinner table or winding down for the night, this podcast is all about giving you the tools to talk about Jesus in everyday life in your home. Each week, we'll explore a big truth from Scripture, unpack what it means for your family, and give you questions and ideas to spark real conversations with your students. So, this week's big truth from Sunday morning small group is God pursues us even when we're unfaithful. So let's dive in. This session covers Hosea chapters 1 through 14. God told Hosea to marry Gomer, a woman known for her unfaithfulness as a living picture of Israel's spiritual adultery. Later, Hosea bought Gomer back, showing redemption and restoration. Through Hosea, God called Israel to return to him, promising healing and love. The message here is absolutely clear. God's love is constant and sure, even when ours is not. So our Christ connection this week, Hosea's relationship with Gomer mirrors God's relationship with his people. Even though we are unfaithful and love other things more than him, God still loves us. His love sent Jesus to die on the cross for our sin to bring us back to him. So here's some questions that you can talk with your student about at home. What does it look like for us to be unfaithful to God as Gomer was to Hosea? Who can you count on to show up no matter what? What makes a person someone you can count on, and what breaks your trust faster than anything? Why is forgiveness so important even for people who don't try to rebuild a relationship? Now, this week on Wednesday night, our high schoolers are going to be in 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 19, learning what it means to rejoice in suffering. So here's the big idea for Wednesday night. Unshaken joy calls us to rejoice in hardship for Christ, knowing it brings purpose, hope, and lasting reward. Peter reminds us that trials aren't random. They refine our faith and connect us to Christ's glory. So this week, encourage your student to share what stood out to them most from Wednesday night. Now, for our middle schoolers, our emotion this week is going to be anger. Remember, we started last week, you are constant. And so this week's emotion is anger. There is healthy anger and there is unhealthy anger. There are healthy responses to anger and unhealthy responses to anger. So we'll unpack those through the lens of guidance of Scripture. Our central passage for this week will be Romans chapter 12, verses 14 through 21, which leads us towards themes of love, patience, and forgiveness. Encourage your middle schooler to share one practical way they can respond to anger with love this week. A few quick announcements. If you're listening to this on Sunday, today at 12:30, from 12:30 to 2 in our Student Center, we'll have our mission experience preview. Please, 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 if you're able to attend this, we would love for you to come be a part of that. So come on over 12:30 to 2 in the Student Center. Going to learn all about the details of our summer mission trips. And then on October the 29th, during our regular Wednesday night activities, we are going to have a bonfire with both our middle school and high school ministries together in the back lot behind the Student Center. Would love for your student to be a part of that. Would love for them to bring friends to that. So mark that down on your calendar. Well, guys, that's all I've got. Thank you so much for joining this week's episode of Group Chat Family Edition. Keep the conversations going and keep pointing your family to Jesus. We'll catch you next time.